You've sung, "Open the eyes of my heart, Hosanna, your name, today is the day." But did you know Paul Baloche has some Christmas albums out?
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns.
Yeah, he's coming back up to Central Ontario for a Christmas concert at Harvest Berry. It's a benefit for the Salvation Army, December 2nd. He's on the line with us now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Todd.
Now, for over 25 years, you lived in Texas, and now you're calling us from cool New York. It's quite the swing from Texas, right? What's the biggest change you've noticed from moving from big Texas to cramped New York?
Oh, we went from a house with many bedrooms to a one-bedroom apartment that's about 900 square feet.
Oh, my.
So we had to give away and sell and purge so many things, which was difficult and yet kind of liberating at the same time. But I love that. I love the walking aspect. We don't really use our car ever. You just walk to the grocery store. You walk wherever you need to go. You pretty much walk until you leave the city.
Well, from all the movies we see, there's nothing like Christmas in New York City, right?
That's true. That's true. I mean, there's a lot of little special things in New York City regarding Christmas. Of course, what matters most, you know, you and I know what matters most at Christmas time are not the big Rockefeller Center Christmas trees and the Macy windows. I mean, those are all nice, but really what matters most are just where are we at with the Lord? Do we understand the meaning, you know, the whole hint coming to earth, Jesus leaving his throne, coming to earth as a child, being born like one of us, teaching us the Father's heart. And so there's nothing that compares to knowing Christ and also having, hopefully, some relationship with family and a few close friends. You don't even need a lot of friends, but I pray that all your listeners can find at least a handful of good friends that they can get with over the holiday season. Because that's what matters most. That's what God's really after, is relationship.
Well, your musical career has centered around worship, and especially at Christmas time when we read the Christmas story, it all seems to center around worshiping this brand new king. Christmas is about worship, isn't it?
It is. It is. The wise men, the kind of the new age, they were kind of new age guys of the time, if you will, meaning they were people that were not necessarily Hebrew, and of course there was no Christians at the time, but they were seeking God. They were seeking truth, and they followed the star, and they found this child. And so, yes, and then when they did, they fell down and they knelt and worshiped him and the angels. And so, yes, there's a lot of worship surrounding the birth of Jesus.
Yeah, it seems to be one narrative of worship all the way through, even from when Mary found out she was pregnant, right up and through the shepherds and the sky busting open with angels. And sometimes I think maybe we get too busy and we forget that aspect of Christmas.
I agree. And I love that you brought up Mary, because when the angel appeared to Mary and told her all that was going to take place, I love in most translations, it says, "And Mary pondered these things in her heart." And I love that. And I think that's a good advice for all of us, that we would ponder in the midst of the busyness of the season. We got so much going on. I pray that all of us would be wise enough to just continually ponder the mystery of God and the mystery of him sending his son to earth and the mystery of relationship with him. And I just love that. It's a beautiful word. Ponder and prayer almost are very closely connected, for me at least, you know, to sort of ponder and chew on and kind of prayerfully think about the Lord throughout the busyness of this season.
Mm. All right, Paul, time for a couple of Christmas trivia questions. Are you up for this? You want to do it?
All right.
So this is the first one is musical. In the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life?
And everybody right now listening is singing the song in their head. Must have been some magic in that old... It was a silk hat. Yeah, there you go.
Who played George Bailey in the Christmas classic It's a Wonderful Life?
That would be Jimmy Stewart.
That's a great Jimmy Stewart. I love it. It's the You'll Love Christmas Benefit Concert featuring Paul Baloche coming up on Monday, 7:30 at Harvest Berry. Tickets online at harvestberry.ca. Looking forward to it. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning, Paul.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas. God bless you.